New report shows the monkeypox outbreak is disproportionately affecting black men here in Georgia. And right now, the FDA is working on a new strategy to stretch the vaccine supply as we see cases jump by the hundreds week to week.
Week to week. 11 Alive Joe Ripley is here to explain why this new guidance is especially critical for communities of color. Joe?
Today, we confirmed two employees within the Fulton County government have tested positive for monkeypox. They are currently in isolation. The virus spreads through close person-to-person contact as well as respiratory fluids. Today, we dug into the disparities of the disease when it comes to people of color.
Georgia currently has the fourth highest number of monkeypox cases in the country. State health officials say more than 80% of cases here are in black men. And yet, the vaccination numbers show almost an even distribution of vaccines to black and white Georgians.
Historically and today, we consistently see that these are communities that receive less health care, less access, and have less trust of the health care system.
Dr. Jody Guest, vice chair of epidemiology at Emory University's Rollins School of Public Health, says there's a sense of urgency to use what little vaccine supply the state has on hand to respond to the current outbreak.
I don't think we are yet at a spot where we would say we have a handle on this. We need to consistently get the messaging out about prevention, who's most at risk, and we need more vaccines to give them to communities that are at highest risk.